also teach in the back here, friendship with the world makes us an enemy of God.
That's right. It's a joke for
Sean. Sure. Yeah, because I have a question. Can you be like the world and be of Christ?
Oh, no way.
So is this
kingdom's not for this
is this the world?
Absolutely. I grew up on a farm, so yeah. I used to show cattle.
Stuff. Yeah, I understand. I understand. But, I'm just saying, ponder that, though. What would we do? Well, I'm going to ask you a question. When Jesus in Luke 24, when he died and the last things he rose again, he said to his disciples, what did he tell them to do? Yeah, now see, in love, he didn't tell us to go and pick up hobbies. He didn't tell us to go and do careers. He didn't tell us that. Now, there's nothing wrong with farming. I get it. Farming is a good, pure, true thing. The problem is that you can be a farmer, but you can still preach the gospel. You can still be a light to your town. You could actually, they'd probably throw you out, but you could set up a booth in here and preach the gospel. They would throw you out. Well, that's why I'm on this side of the fence and not on your side, because they will throw me out of here. So you have to lose this life, sir. And you, how old are you?
73.
Wow. I was going to say, you and I are close. You look good for 73. I'm only 60. I hope I make it that long. You know what I want to do? I retired early to do this. I want to spend the rest of my life, how many days I got left, lifting him up. Yeah. I gave up everything. I gave up our off-grid homestead. I gave up my hunting, my fishing. I gave up everything. Why? Not because I'm so special, but because God's word and spirit called me. And I realized, you know what? I got to leave it all anyway.
And you're going to gain it.
I got to leave it all anyway. Yeah. So I'd encourage you to go a lot deeper than your church system. See, this is the problem in America. The church systems are telling everybody you can have this life and your hobbies and Christ too.
Prosperity gospel.
You can't. Well, not only that, the Baptists, the non-denominationals. Look at America, sir. 250 years of denominational religion. America is Sodom too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to all the godliness? You know why? Because they're creating mostly false converts. Yeah. They're not creating godly, holy saints. We had to come out of all of this. We had to leave this. We had to repent. We had to change how we act, talk, dress, live, spend our money, who we associate with. That's the fruit that you're a child of God.
Yeah. Repentance is those John the Baptist, what Jesus preached.
Yeah, and that means turning from all your sin. Right. So go to our website, don'tperish.com. It's all for free. It'll bless you. Okay. And if I could ever help and encourage you, don't lose this life for all of this frivolous stuff. Seek Christ with all that you are.
It's all
we love you, sir. Yeah. Thanks for the talk. God be praised. Yeah.